the rest of the story. Professor Dallas Bushy is a nationally renowned authority on human anatomy. You know the name. He's a professor's professor, a giant on whom his colleagues often depend to answer the toughest questions in the field. At his home base university, Vermont College of Medicine, he's been named Teacher of the Year. He's been recognized repeatedly for his ingenious innovations in the instruction on his subject. His monumental career as an educator began a half century ago when he became Dr. Stultz's assistant. Dr. Walter Stultz was a distinguished professor of anatomy at the University of Vermont. And one morning, it was in 1940, this young man named Dallas Bushy, it's B-O-U-S-H-E-Y, Dallas Bushy arrived in Dr. Stultz's laboratory. Dallas had been transferred from the animal research lab. His work had been highly praised, and Dr. Stultz said, well, we'll see. But it was not long before the respected anatomist recognized superior qualities in his new assistant. Overcoming his initial apprehension about working with cadavers, Dallas began helping Dr. Stultz with embalming. Before long, the young man had mastered all of the embalming procedures, had taken over the job completely. Astonished by the speed with which Dallas learned, Dr. Stultz started teaching him the fundamentals of dissection. Dallas worked hard, studied voraciously in his spare time. Soon these two men, Stultz and Bushy, developed a skeletal recovery program for the medical school, and one day Stultz's star student became himself a teacher. For his own pupils, he invented revolutionary anatomical models, physical representations infinitely more streamlined and more comprehensible than others then in use. Today, Professor Dallas Bushy possesses one of the most remarkable worldwide reputations in the field of human anatomy. And it all started that morning in 1940. 21-year-old Dallas became assistant to Dr. Walter Stultz and began working in his anatomy lab. And when he began work, he began by sweeping and mopping the floors, because that's what he'd been doing in the school's animal lab. You see, Dallas Bushy, who became so respected and beloved in the field of medical education, never aspired to become a doctor or a teacher, was not even a medical student when he became interested in anatomy. It was spontaneously that the man for whom he mopped floors, impressed with the young man's keen innate intellect, gave Dallas increasing responsibility until the assistant became himself an instructor. And it was as recently as 1972 that the University of Vermont Board of Trustees designated instructor Dallas Bushy a full professor. A full professor of anatomy, despite his utter lack of any formal medical education. Despite the fact, in fact, that Dallas had attended school only through the eighth grade. As a matter of fact, when Dallas became Dr. Stultz's assistant, it's been almost half a century ago, he, Dallas, did not even know what the word anatomy meant. For Dallas was then employed by the University of Vermont for $15 a week as a janitor. And now you know the rest of the story.